We're on the Mishnah on Chaz Gimel Amad Aleph. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Af Harotz Lahadir Is Chaveiro Shiyochel Etzlo, person similar to the other Nidrei Zeruzim that the previous Mishnah mentioned. There's another kind of Nidrei Zeruzim that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, and the Gemara tomorrow's on that's going to discuss whether the Rabbanan argue on this or not. But a person wants to have his friend eat by him, and he wants to say a nether that if you don't eat by me, everything that you have is asur to me. But he doesn't really mean it; he's just doing it to emphasize the fact that he wants the guy to eat. He's expecting him to eat. So that's also nidra nizeruzin. So here, the end of the Mishnah, though, we'll see, doesn't really continue from this, a separate inyan. Yomer lo, he should say to him, kol neder shani osid lidor hu batel. He should say, really, any neder I'm going to make is really batel, but I'm saying it anyway to emphasize to you that I want you to eat here. Now, basically, that's what he's saying. V'vad she zocher b'shas neder. When he makes the neder, he has to remember he made that condition. Because if he forgot the condition, right, we'll see in 1 second, that should be just the opposite. If he remembered the condition, he made the nether anyway, then he's making it on that condition. If he forgot the condition, then obviously he's what's it called, going against the condition. We'll see. Gemara's going to... What?
This is called nidra.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Okay. Rashi. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Afar Rotzel Ahadar Eschaveru Sheyochal, Sheomer Lo Konim Sheina Tonehenali, Im Lo Tochalimi. Right? I'm making... everything osur that you shouldn't have any hanofrim unless you eat by me. In lo sochalimi, hainu nomi nidrei zeruzim. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that's also called nidrei zeruzim. Sheino madiru elekadei lezar zo sheyochalimo. The whole purpose of the nether is not that he should be osur, but he should eat. So yomer kol nether shani osur lidor yehi batel. So then he gives him an etzah, be mevatel the nether before you make it. But the Gemara is going to ask, if it's nidrei zeruzim, you're not going to mevatel anything. And the whole lashon of the Mishnah doesn't make sense. The Gemara says, "V'kiven to Amar kol neder shani osid lidor yehi batel lo shomalei v'lo osi b'hadei." Where the Maaseh is mashma that the guy says this in front of the other person. He says, "I want you to eat by me, and if you don't eat by me, then I'm going to what's it called? Everything that I have is osir to you." But before he said that, he told him, "Don't worry, right? Any neder I'm going to make is batel. So what does it help, right?" So Rashi, lo shomalei, hai mudr, the guy who he's making the nether against, didn't hear him? Velo osi lemechel ba'dehoel v'hanether batel. It's not going to serve any purpose. It's not going to eat by him because he knows that the guy's nether is batel. Tomorrow it says, chsurei mechsura. No, the Mishnah has a completely different meaning. Chsurei mechsura v'hachiktoni. Harotze shiyochel etzlo chadeiro. U'mesarev bo u'madiro nidrei zruzim bo. That's the first part of the Mishnah. First part of the Mishnah is, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that this is exactly the same as Nidrei Zeruzim, just like over there, when the person made a nether about taking more than, or giving more, or taking less, that we know they don't mean the nether, they just mean, both of them meant to just try to get the other guy to agree, so therefore it's no nether. Same thing over here, it's obvious that he doesn't mean that the other guy should be osur, he just wants him to eat. So that's Nidrei Zeruzin, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The Harotz, another thing. Then Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said something else. The Harotz is Shelo Yiskaimu Nidor of Kol Hashana. A person who wants to make a proclamation that all of his Nidorim should not be Chal, the whole year. So Yamud B'Rosh Hashanah, he should get up on Rosh Hashanah, right, at the beginning of the year. The Yomar, he should say, Kol Neder Shani Osid Lidor Yei Batel. Any nether I'm going to make is batel. Uvilvad she zocher b'shas ha-nether. As long as he remembers this t'nai when he makes the nether. So Mora says, he zocher akrele t'nai v'kayim le'nidla nidrei. No, if he knows, just the opposite. If I remember I made this condition, that all my nedarim are batel, and I still make a nether, then obviously I'm uprooting my condition, and I want the nether to be chal. Amar Abaye t'ani uvilvad she lo yezocher b'shas ha-nether. Enechanami. Say just the opposite. If I forget that I made this t'nai, and then I make the nether, then the t'nai is chal and the nether, is batel. But if I remember I made the t'nai, and I still make the nether, then I'm a batel the t'nai. Rava Omar, La'olam kedamrinan. Rava said no, says Zohar, and it's talking about a special case. Mikara. It goes like we said in the beginning, that if you remember it, that's when the nether is bottled. Hachamayaskina, don't you hisna Rosh Hashanah, velo yada b'mahisna. He didn't say stam, all my nedarim should be bottled. He said, all my nedarim should be bottled if they're like this nether, in this category. The hashta kanadar, and now he's making a nether, so he doesn't remember if this is the category that he made that t'nai on or not. So izocher b'shas ha-nether, v'omer al das ha-rishon anino der. So if he remembered that he made such a t'nai, if he doesn't remember which nether fit into it, which category, and he says, whatever I meant then should be chal now, and if that was the category that I wanted to exempt, then it's exempt, then tats exempt. Right, and you know the nedre less be mamasha. Then his nedre doesn't have any mamashas. Lo amr al dasari shon ani noder. Akri l'tnoi v'kim l'nedre. But if he doesn't say, he remembered that he made some kind of tanai. He doesn't remember which category, right? And he doesn't say that I'm doing this al dasari shona. Then he's mevatel his tanai and the nedre is chal. So in this kind of case, where he remembers partially that he made such a t'nai, then either he has to say, I'm doing it al das rishona, or he's what's it called, mevatel the t'nai. Rashi. Chsurei mechsura masnisen v'hochitoni harot se shiyochol v'vad she zocher b'shas ha-neder ha-t'nai shehisna b'Rosh Hashanah. As long as he remembers that he made a t'nai on Rosh Hashanah. So Mara says, he zocher. The afal pike nether, if he remembers he made it t'nai and he still made the nether, im kain akri l'tnai, he uproots his t'nai because he's conscious of the fact that he made it t'nai and still he's making a nether. So that surely shouldn't help. El atani l'vachelo yezochus. So Abaye says enchanami. It should say as long as he doesn't remember that he made such a t'nai, hat'nai. Martin Rava says no. La olam kedamrina meikara v'vach yezochur b'shas ha'nether. Right, that at the time of the nether, why? V'hachamayaskinan, don't you hisna b'Rosh Hashanah, kol nether, shani osid lidur, v'hayodea b'shas ha-tnai, dvorim shu roga lidur bohen, v'aldas kein hisna, v'shuv shochach b'mashe hisna. He made a t'nai, but he limited it. And he said it only applies to certain kind of the dorim. Now when he makes the nether, he remembers he made such a t'nai, but he doesn't remember which category it went into. So if he says, whatever I said then, should be chal now, and taka the nether is from that category, then it's bottle. But if he didn't say that, so he remembered he made it tonight, he just didn't remember on what category, and still he made the nether without exempting it or saying I'm doing it al das rishona, then he's mevatel the tonight. The hashtag another is ochr b'shas nether shehisne avalo yoda shebishvil oso nether nami hisne the omer al das rishona and you know there shelo yehe mikuyim. If he remembered and he also said whatever I said then should be chal now, and therefore if this is the nether that's in the category that I made it tonight, I don't want it to be chal, then it's not chal. But if he remembered and he didn't say I don't care, I didn't say specifically I'm doing whatever I said then he's okay the tonight and the nether is a nether no matter what. Lo amr b'shas ha-nedr al das rishon ani noder shelo yehi mekuyim ikri l'tnai v'kim adiv. If he didn't say that, then he's okir the tnai and the nether is mekayim. Rav Huna bar Chinan osover l'midrashay b'pirka. Right, Rav Huna bar Chinan wanted to say this publicly, teach it to the people publicly that they should do this on Rosh Hashanah. Omer le'rava tana komastim le'stume, the tana made this very obscure, right? You have to have a chsurei mechsura to know what this mission is talking about, that it's talking about this case, right? Kadesh lo yinagu kalas rosh ben adorim, because he didn't want people to do this and be knowing kalas rosh ben adorim, that you see, you can just be mevatel your adorim before you even make them. The ator actually bepirka, and you're going to teach it publicly? Sover le medrashe le bepirka, bedrosha harotze shlo yiskaim un adorim. You wanted to teach this mishnah, what the mishnah is missing, publicly. Amarle Rava Stama Tana de Masnisan Kadesh lo Yilmudu Mimena. The Tana the Mishnah said it in an obscure way that we have to remember that Chsure Mechsura Shelo Yinagu Kavas Rosh Menadorim, and you want to teach it publicly. Okay. So here, Tosa says that this is called Nidri. There's only one problem, that the regular nusach of a kol nidre is in the past, whatever you made in the past. On that, the Rishonim of a taina, right? How are you matur neder without a mecharota, without a pesach, right? You need three people, at least one, right? This can't just be matur on the dorm because he's mescharit. So they say, that's why we have three people standing in the chazan, two people on the side, and they are abased in to be matur all the nedarim. So some Rishonim hold that kol nidre is hataras nedarim for past nedarim, Others learn that it's what's a call like this. It's a hachrozah for the future, and the Rabbeinu Tam therefore said that the right nusach of kol nidre is not the past tense but the future tense. Right, that I will be noder. Any neder I will be from this Yom Kippur till next Yom Kippur, right, should be bottled. And that's this exactly this thing. It says Rosh Hashanah. So first of all, Yom Kippur is called Rosh Hashanah by Yovel. Right, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur is also Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't mean Dafka Rosh Hashanah, it means the beginning of the year. So the time they thought to do is when everybody's in shul, and that's what Kol Nidre is. So as Machlok is Rishonim, Kol Nidre is for the future, and it's this Gemara. Or it's for the past, and it's Hataras Nedarim. And here we do both. We combine both Nuschals, and we put for the past and the future, so we get both Inyonim, Hataras Nedarim and the Inyon of the Modoa. There's also on Rosh Hashanah, when we say Hataras Nedarim, we also say a paragraph of a Modoa, what's it called? And in Chutzlar is much better, because there Kol Nidre is for the past. So they have no Modoa for the future, so they do it on Rosh Hashanah. On Erev Rosh Hashanah, they say any neder I'm going to make and I won't remember this tonight, the neder should be bottled. The only problem is, the Gemara says you don't tell this publicly. So here we're making not only making a public declaration, we're doing it publicly and everybody's doing it.
Yep.
What?
The Gemara,
yeah, but not everybody learns the Gemara. So the Gemara says for Amaratzim because I'm a Haaretz. So it says two things. One is that we say Kol Nidre in Aramaic, so not everybody can understand. Which I don't understand, because a lot of things we say in Aramaic, but Dafka, so people should understand. That was the language they spoke. But that's what they say. It's in Aramaic. Not every Amoritz can understand Aramaic. Second thing they say is that the Amoratzim in the time of Chazal were different. The Amoratzim there took Nedarim seriously, and if you tell them this thing, they would stop taking it seriously. But today they don't take it seriously anyway, so better to do this than to be than to be over on the nether. And so that's basically the thing. So some say Rabbeinu Tam holds that based on this Gemara, that's what we say Kol Nidre, and he changes the nusach of Kol Nidre to the future. And those that say Kol Nidre past tense, some say this on Rosh Hashanah by Hataras Nedarim. And the problem with doing it publicly, we said, either because it's done, what's it called, in a language that people don't understand, so Amaratzim aren't going to understand it, and we said that's difficult to understand itself. And others say that no, in the time of Chazal, Amaratzim did take Nedarim seriously, so telling them this will make them not take it seriously. Today, nobody takes Nedarim seriously. Better they should do this than they should move over on the Nedarim. Okay. That's another. It's a shiloh. Where it came from, what it means, what you can mavatl, right?
So it's a lot later than this.
What?
That's a lot later than
Gemara. No. So Gemara says that they would institute a kol nidre based on this Gemara. That's the pshat. Not that it comes from this Gemara. Based on this Gemara, that's why the misak and the shiloh. Why? What's kol nidre is all about, right? It can't be in Hataras Nedarim because you can't just say I'm mescharet. Then you have to come on to the fact that these are three people and they're not Mata the Nether, it's just the Chazan. It's very difficult to say that it's past, that it's Hataras Nedarim. Okay? But if it is, where did it come from? So it came because of the Anusim and those kind of Nedarim. They wanted to make them feel their Nedarim weren't worth anything anyway. They surely were Nidre Anusim. But Lamaisa, to make them feel better, they said Kol Nidre, that they should know that it's not. Right. Even though it doesn't help for Nedarim that you're Noder al Das Acherim. But these Nedarim were Anusim, so it doesn't help. But they say that's one reason why they were sacking it. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, the reason Misakin is based on this Gemara. It was a future thing, nothing to do for the past, and it doesn't help for the past or whatever. That's the a lot
it's
of
not
the,
Momentous.
What?
It's not Momentous, it's just
it's just Nedarim person made for himself, Nidre Isser. That's what it could go on.
Maybe in those days,
The what?
Maybe three people
would say it. Yeah, it could be, but you didn't need it. You didn't need three people saying it because the Nedarim weren't chal anyway, right? Neither to be over on the Surim or whatever, to be a Christian. But it's just to give them the feeling that, you know, it's okay.